Reporting from the Cattle Industry Convention in San Antonio, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network. Joining me is Jeff Schaefer. He hails from the New Rockford, North Dakota area, a rancher there, as well as serves as vice president of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association. Certainly good to see optimism despite all the weather challenges and just challenges in general that cattlemen have faced this past year.
That's right, and thanks, Megan. It's always fun to get together. You know, you got North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas all get together, and we give updates, you know, and a lot of the things, same concerns are amongst all of our states, you know, between the weather and the markets, and you talk about what each state has tried to done to, you know, combat some of these challenges and come together and form some solutions. So that's always fun and exciting to network with all the different states.
Well, and of course, another renewed sense of optimism came from the Cattle Facts seminar, and we heard about weather, we heard about, those hay and feed supplies, as well as the cattle market outlook as a whole.
You know, the biggest take home that I got away from Cattle Facts, and they did a fantastic hour and a half presentation today, is, you know, we're growing our export market by $6 billion every 10 years. That's a phenomenal number. That's very exciting. You know, trade is very important to the beef industry, and we've got to keep that export number up. And with these new trade deals, we're excited to see, you know, some projections on what that trade could be, you know, in the near term. It's exciting times.
Mm-hmm. We also covered some of the cow herd and just cattle on feed numbers as well and their projections. And anything stick out from those numbers about what's out there in the cow herd?
You know, with a lot of the challenges that the whole nation, you know, was actually the whole nation faced through the calving season, it looked to me and what Cattle Facts presented was, you know, there might be some optimism coming in this fourth quarter of this year. Their projection was for the cow-calf guy, and a lot of us in North Dakota are cow-calf people, that the lows are in. You know, and it's not going to skyrocket up, but, you know, if we can rest assured that the lows are in, I think everyone would sleep a lot better at night.
Any other high points from convention or this morning's Cattle Facts seminar that really stuck out to you, Jeff? And you got a great group from North Dakota here as well.
There's a great delegation from North Dakota here. I don't remember the numbers, but there's a lot of people here. You know, and it's just the optimism that's here. You know, we've got a president that has taken on some of our major export markets and got some signed trade deals. That's exciting, you know, to see what's coming on the horizon there. There's great opportunities in the beef industry right now, and it looks like everything could fall into place.
Well, again, Jeff Schaefer from New Rockford, North Dakota, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Megan. Thanks for everything you guys do.